Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up? This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show coming to you live. What's going on, you guys? This is G Wright coming to you live from the Baltimore area. This is the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I hope you're having a good night tonight. Sit back and relax. I'm playing some nice music tonight. I just want to let it flow and just talk about a couple things on my mind and my heart with you guys. I'm going to send a shout out to some of my friends out there who Troy and I just want to say I appreciate you guys. You know, this is like one of those nights, you know, one of those nights where you stay in a bed, but you feel like you just go ahead and do what I'm to. So I want to be obedient to what I feel like God wants to do. What's up, Crystal? Happy birthday to my friend Crystal. Hey, Crystal, happy birthday. We got to celebrate and do that photo shoot, all right? But I'm going to play this song for you guys tonight. And this, I'm getting started. I'm going to play this song. It's by Teresa Pinckney, and it's entitled Deep.
I bow down.
Live, yeah, with Facebook Live. It feels so good to be here. I see my friends coming on. Wait, you on the radio? Yeah, I'm on the radio too. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm doing a Blog Talk, and I'm doing Facebook Live at the same time. Yeah. I'm trying to step out there like Jesus down on the water. He told Peter to come. So I'm like, okay, I'm coming. You know, what's up, Karmika? What's up? And yes, I'm trying to do like you do, Vincent. You guys just now finished listening to the tunes of my friend Teresa Pinkney with Deep. And tonight I'm going to just talk a little bit from Psalms 91. And I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But even as well, I might as well just go ahead and do it now. I have my Bible open. Psalm 91. Hey, what's up, Karmika? I wish you were here so I could hear you sing. You know, one of the John PQ runs I reached to back in the day. But I got Vincent Walker on the line, you guys, and Vincent is doing some great things on his radio show, which makes sense with Vince. So I believe if you go to Vincent, I'm about to go to his page so I can give you guys his website so that you guys can go to it. Vincent Walker, okay. I'm going to have to tell you guys in 1 minute. I'm going down, makes sense with Vince, you guys. I'm going to his website so I can give you the link. Because he has some great things going on. And he's here with me, so I'm feeling very, very blessed. I'm blessed you guys are here with me. Okay, www.vincentwalkermusic.com. VincentWalkerMusic.com. You guys got to check him out. Check him out. He's doing his thing. And I have Ben Pitts, who is my, I nominated him for my publicist. So he's forced me and pushed me out there and everything. So I'm really, really looking forward to working with him and for all the things that God has in store. What's up, Montreal? What's up, Kenneth? But you know, tonight I want to talk about Psalm 91. You know, if your trust is in the Lord. I'm going to read a little bit about from Psalm 91. Now, what I do is that I preach on here and I play music on Tuesday nights. Thursday nights, as I'm just going music straight through and also interviewing people. I see you. I see you, Kenneth. Hey, Ken, I appreciate you for being a good source of inspiration in my life. I'm just going to put that out publicly. I appreciate you when I was younger, trying to help keep me on straight and narrow, so I appreciate you. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 12, it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be for the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Hey, Vince, I'm going to always make some plugs for you, man. You're doing a thing and you're representing. God bless you. I appreciate you. Everything you're doing in the kingdom. And I just need your single so I can play it on my radio show, okay? But what I was basically referring to about this message, if your trust is in the Lord. If your trust is in the Lord, what's going to happen? You will rest. It says in verse 1 that you will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That's a great place to rest, isn't it? When you put your trust in the Lord and you're just resting in his ability to cover you, you know you're safe. the thing that happens to you physically, with your spirit, God will keep you. God will keep you. I want you to understand that this rest is the type of rest. It's complete trust. You're not worried, fearing what might happen. You know, you just put your trust in the Lord. So if you're trusting the Lord, you will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You'll be able to say he is your refuge and fortress. See, it's different when someone else gives their testimony. What's up, William? Willie, praise God. What's up, Manchetta? You know, it's different when you can go on somebody else's testimony. It's different when it's your testimony. It's different. There's a difference when you can recall what you've been through and what God has done for you in your life versus this is what God has done for this person. But when you're going through things and you're experiencing loss and you're experiencing change and all these different things that we're experiencing this season, it makes a big difference. And you can just trust in God and you have experienced him moving and working in your life, in and through situations in your life. It makes a big, big difference when you've gone through it. But when you've gone through and you experience how to move your rest and be able to say that he is my refuge and my fortress. It's easier for me to say he's your refuge and he's your fortress. But until you experience some things in life where situations might look totally, totally different, and God sent you to trust in me, God sent you to rest in me, it's a difference when you can when you experience a move in your life. You can say, yes, I've seen God rescue me and keep me out of harm's way. I can see where his angels have kept me and watched over me from stepping off a curb, and then there's a car that sped right through the past. So different things like that. And then if you rest, you'll be able to say your God in whom you trust, not dollar bill. You know, we say in the back of the dollar bill, you know, it says in God, you say. In fact, I need to look and see what it actually says. In God we trust. But when you rest, you'll be able to say your God in whom you trust. Yeah, that's it, Willie. Just about having trust about trusting and having faith. You know, and that's what I feel like we are as the body of Christ. I feel like we're at that place right now where we have to have that rest, that complete trust and faith in God. You know, and with that being stated and being said, one thing about God is that he is faithful. And this is Dorinda Clark Cole.
declares in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 25, verse 23. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. What is this telling us? Stay faithful in our service to him, our commitment, our worship, our walk. If we do these things, he'll make us ruler over many.
Clark Cole with Faithful. Jennifer, thank you so much for that encouraging message. You know, God is good and God's keeping me. I tell you, this has been some year. It's been some year. One day, I'm going to share what I've been through this year with you guys. But I'm not going to do it right now. I'll do it in bits and pieces, okay? But Willie, he wanted me to share this with you guys. He said he wanted to share that the Bible says to walk by faith and not by sight. You got to hold on and not give up. God has all power. And, you know, that's what this Christian walk is about. It's about believing that God has you and giving him your life, you know, trying to live for him. And that requires faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. It's, if you can see it, it's not faith. But God wants us to walk this this walk of faith. And it's not by sight. You do have to hold on, like you said, and not give up. Holding on, you know, even if you're just holding on by the string, I tell you this, there's some points where I felt like I was just holding on by a shirt tail, by a string. I was holding on to that faith. And I wouldn't let it go. And I tell you, it got into a string. You hear me? I was still holding on. I was still holding on. And don't give up. You got to persevere. And really, we are saved when we really realize that God has all power. Regardless of what situation might appear to be, God has all power. Thank you, Teresa. And you're welcome, Charles. You know, I want to say, guys, you know, let's pray for each other. You know, God bless you too, Jennifer. I want to say God bless you. And I'm just stepping out here on faith and doing what I feel like God's telling me that he's called me to do. And I'm doing it in this form until he leads me into a different arena. But it's really, really honestly about, for me, just trying to be obedient. You know, and sometimes it means doing that when your mind is saying one thing. But it's good to know, definitely know the voice of the Lord and just step out there and do what God's called you to do. I want to send a shout out to my mom, my dad, you know, my family who's listening, and I appreciate you guys. But tonight we're talking about basically if you trust in the Lord, if you trust in the Lord, and we're coming out of Psalm 91, if you trust in the Lord, you will rest. My second point is this. God will step in. If you trust in the Lord, God will step in. You know, verse 3 in Psalm 91, it says, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and ramp. Shield and rampart. want to tell you this. God will step in. You know, sometimes we're going through things we go through, and we say, well, Lord, you're blessing this person. You're blessing that this person, they are. It appears as if they're being blessed. But look what I'm going through. Well, look what I'm dealing with. When are you going to step in? Kind of up here, and I need to hear from you. When are you going to step in? What's up, Vanya? Oh, my sister Vanya. I love that family. I love the Jackson family. You know, if you trust in the Lord, he will step in. And I think sometimes we want to give up right before God wants to step in. But the thing about it, Psalm 91, verse 3, it says, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and deadly pestilence. I want you to know this. Some people might be trying to set up traps for you. You know, people who are jealous, people who just don't mean you any good. But guess what? God will save you from the fowler's snare. The traps that the enemy is trying to trap you in, entangle you, and you know he comes to steal, kill, and destroy you. That's what he's trying to do. But the word says that he will save you from the fowler's snare and from deadly pestilence. God will step in. You're not alone. And it's something different when you're going through, because when you're going through, you might not feel like God is even at work. But even then, he's at work. Even when you feel as if he's not keeping you, he's still saving you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence, because your sight, what you can see, is only a part of what's going on. You don't see the bigger picture, you know, but he will save you. And even if you're saying, I don't believe that, he's saving you and you don't even realize he's saving and keeping you. You know, God will step in. Also, he will cover you with his feathers. It says in verse 4, Psalm 91, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings, you will find refuge. You know, what's up, Christopher? But what I'm trying to say is this. There's nothing like being in his safety. And he will cover you with his feathers. Thank you, Chris. You're not supposed to make me laugh, man. But I'm not going to take so long because I'm sweating like crazy over here. But God will cover you with his feathers. You come somewhere, you're protecting them from harm. You're keeping them close to you. Like when a mother covers her kids, like when a father hugging his child, you know, he will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings, you will find refuge. So instead of running away from God, you should be running toward God, because that's where safety is. But this is interactive, Christopher, also, okay? It's all right. But, you know, what I'm saying is this. I feel like the biggest thing we have to remember is that when God is putting things on our hearts and telling us things and leading us and guiding us, we might feel like, you know, Lord, that's not what I really want to do. But I want to encourage you to do what God has put in your heart for you to do. Because on his wings, you will find that refuge. That peace that you need is in God. And you get that peace when you surrender. Instead of running, let's just say, Lord, I submit. You know, Lord, what would you have me to do? You know, it's like we can make plans, and then we can make plans and things that we want to do with our lives. But when you surrender your plan for his plan and stop trying to run away from that plan, you know, then you will have that peace that God wants you to have. You know, Willie stated, he said, we are blessed every day because I think God allows us to wake up. Small blessings are just as big as the big blessings. That's true. We can't take anything for granted, really. What's up, Rob? What's going on? What's up, Noel? Amen, Chris. Christopher, do you have a word that you want me to tell people? Any words of inspiration? Well, thank you, Rob. You know, You know, but you know what happens is that we do tend to run sometimes, and once we get to that point, we just say, "Lord, I submit." You know, it's like our flesh is that war against the flesh and the spirit. You know, and sometimes we just got to pray. Pray for God's peace. Pray for God's pray that we will surrender ourselves to God's work. You know. It's hard for those of you who tune in. This is the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the Baltimore area. And tonight I'm coming from Psalm 91. I do play music, and I'm about to play some music in a minute. And we're basically just talking about if your trust is in the Lord. One, you will rest. Two, God will step in. Not only will he cover you with his feathers and give you protection, his faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Even when we are not faithful, God is still faithful. His faithfulness will be your shield. You know, some of us, you know, we walk around, we act holy then now, you know, but we kind of forget if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? A friend, Christopher Mason, I should say Pastor Christopher Mason, he says, during this his time, he is covering us. He is always unfolding his plan for our life, staying in his face, blessing us to see his plan. Thank you for sharing that, Christopher. You know, that is so true. I'm going to read that again. During his time, he is covering us. He is always unfolding his plan for our life, staying in his face, blessing us to see his plan. You know, and the biggest thing, Christopher, is really just being still, allowing ourselves to be safe under his wings, and reminding ourselves that he is faithful. His faithfulness will be our shield. You know, and that's really powerful. I think it's powerful statements that you made, Christopher. What's up, Noel? What's up, Kenneth? You know, he's always unfolding his plan for our life. Now, I was sitting down talking with a friend of mine, Kenneth, one day, and yes, amen, Christopher. And we were talking about God unfolding his plan for our life. And I'm going to share this because I can really, 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 I'm going to show you this analogy. This analogy, even with myself, that sometimes God prepares a table before us. And sometimes, you know, there are plates, there are things that God sets before us. And sometimes we want to say, Lord, I don't want that. I don't want that plate. I want to eat this. God saying, no, you need to eat this. This is what you need in this season. And we just have to have that faith and that trust that he knows what he's doing. He is faithful. You know, sometimes we want to select and we want to pick and choose. Like there's a restaurant in Atlanta called Piccadilly. I don't know if you guys remember Piccadilly, where you can go there. You can go there after church sometimes, and you can pick a plate. They have things. You bought things by a plate, and different plates created a meal. They had these different variations of things like that. And sometimes we want to do the same thing. Oh yes, Noel, I love Shifting the Atmosphere. I love that song. And Willie, I love I Will Trust in the Lord. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to play you my version of I Will Trust in the Lord. It's not the same as James Moore's I Will Trust in the Lord, but I'm going to look for that one too. You know, Montreal, she wrote this. We forget that we serve a big God. His plan for us is perfect and awesome. We must trust in him so that his plan will be fulfilled in us. Sometimes it's hard to trust, but it's always for our good. You know what, Montreal? That's so true. What's up, Nikki? My brother Nikki from another mother. Hey, Nikki, Nikita. But it's the thing about it is this: it is hard to trust. It is hard to trust, Montreal. Sometimes it is hard to trust, but we have to have that trust. We have to have that faith, regardless of what we're going through, because it is for our own good. And when we do get to that point of peace, we get do get to that point, that place of rest where we can really just say, I'm just going to rest and I'm going to trust in him, then we will be under the shadow of his wings. And he will plan, he will open up his plan for our lives, just like a flower sometimes. You know, for me, God shows me things in little bits, because if he shows me the bigger picture, I will be, probably be gone. So he shows me things in little bits, because that's what I can handle. I want to say, what's up to my godmother, Regina? She's on. She's listening. What's up? I love you. Very inspirational person in my life. Knew me before I was even born. Still in the womb. But I'm going to play for you guys a song. This is one of my songs. This is G. Wright, the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live. And I'm doing this on Facebook, on FaceTime. But this next song I'm going to play for you guys is entitled, I Will Trust in You. And I hope you guys like this. I'll trust in you.
You
That was I'll Trust in You. I'm G Wright. You're listening to Heart Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm showing it on Facebook Live. Just sharing with you some of the things from my heart. As the song is on iTunes, if you're wondering, just look for I'll Trust in You by G Wright. I do have another song. I'm going to give you guys a free taste of my upcoming CD. I'm going to do that on Thursday. I'm coming on Thursday. What's up, Eric? What's up, brother? And thank you, Nikita. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, when I've been going through those things, I would play through that song again. It's produced by a good friend of mine, KP, and Kevin Pittman. And I did the lyrics and the words and the lyrics and everything. And when I'm going through, I put that song on. It helps remind me about trusting in the Lord. You know, we said that if you trust in the Lord, one, you will rest. Two, God will step in. Three, he will. If you put your trust in the Lord, he will do his word. He will do what he said he would do in your life. He will protect you. He will keep you, and he will guide you. And as our brother Christopher said, he will unfold his plan for your life while you're doing that, while you're resting under the shadow of his wings. You know, he will do all these different things. But it's about living this life of trust, and having that faith that God is God, that he is bigger than your problems. And, you know, one of the things we have to do is remind ourselves to give God the praise for the good things, the bad things, for small things we think are small, and for the big things. We just give God praise for everything in our lives. You know, if you, he will keep you from falling. He will keep you. You know, there's, when you're going through a test, you might feel like you're all alone. You might feel like God does not have you. But he actually does have you. You know, so I just want to encourage you with that. Also, it says in Psalm 91, verse 7, it says that he will command his angels to guard you in all your ways. You know, God has made a way for us, and we stay in that place of blessing when we do what he's calling us to do. When we trust in him, when we rest in him, you know, in spite of the situation, when we keep him first, you know, he will command his angels to guard you in all your ways. Then they will lift you up in their hands. You know, God has your back. But the thing about it is this. We have to put our trust in him and keep it in him. You know, his word is true. You know, he's going to do the things he said he would do. Does anyone else have anything else you want to say about that? What do you think about that? What's going on, Eric? What's going on, Alonzo? But, you know, the key, I think that in this season, it's about staying focused. You know, we got to stay focused. We have to do our part. If we do our part, God will do his part. But the great thing is that thank God for his mercy. Because sometimes we don't do our part, and he is faithful. I know he's been faithful. This next artist I'm going to play for you guys real quick. This is Erica Campbell, and I don't know if you've heard I'm a Fan, but I love this song. It's a beautiful song.
Watching you for a long, long time now, and I stand in awe of what you do and how you make creation look like heaven's coloring book. golden sunshine against the pale blue sky. Blankets of ocean that know to stop at the sand. Mountains and valleys that look like you're carved in by hand. So let me be of your work. Your stars are like diamonds, worn on the angel's hand as they dance across the heavens, as only they can. A warm summer rain as it falls from the sky, and a sweet, sweet little birdie is just learning how. Just me, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, lips, and a nose. A masterpiece created by the hands of the greatest. See, you amaze me daily. I see your personal touch on the thing you so much. Let me be the first to say, in case no one else ever does, I'm a fan of yours. See, I've been following you for a long, long time now, and I must admit, you still
my mind. You guys with it. Just pray for Willie's wife, Katina. Pray, God, that you'll bless her situation, bless them, keep them, watch over them in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll continue to pray for her, Willie, offline as well. So if you guys remember Katina Odom, please say a prayer for her. What's up, Avis? You know, one of the things I want to say, you guys, is not to be distracted. You know, when you're trusting in the Lord and putting your trust in Him, just stay focused. I've heard some people say, stay in your lane. Do what you're supposed to do. People are going to be people. The world still turns. Life's still going on, but God still wants us to stay focused on Him and what He wants for us to do. You know, it just amazes me sometimes when I flip through Facebook and I read people's comments. I'm like, we're supposed to be uplifting each other, not tearing us down. Not tearing us down or trying to get a laugh at the expense of someone else. That's not right. But people will be people. And God will continue to be God. So when you're going through things, you're experiencing different things. What's up, Brian? What's up, Avis Renee? You know, just still stay focused. You know, I'll trust in the Lord. And like I said before, when you trust in the Lord, you will rest. God will step in. If you do your part, He will do His part. You know, and then stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Don't be so consumed with what everyone else is doing. And this person, you know, step out there. Step out there in faith. You know, step out there and do the thing that God's calling you to do. And why are you doing that? Why are you living? Continue to trust in Him. continue to allow him to keep you under his under the shadows of his feathers, under the shadow of his wings. You know, Avis, I'm glad that you guys made it back from celebrating your grandmother's amazing life. I think she was 102. So welcome back. I'm glad that that you guys got back safely. I'm gonna leave you guys tonight with this song. This song is entitled "On My Mind." And this is Jackie Clark Chisholm, the oldest sister of the Clark sisters family. Thank you, Brian. You know, I was like, Lord, what am I going to talk about? Yeah, Abe's 103. God, that's great. You know, just got to keep God in your mind. You know, and I know that we're facing so many different things. We turn on TV, we see so many different things happening with killings, murders, and people just losing their minds. I just want to encourage you guys to continue to trust in the Lord. Continue to trust in the Lord. It's kind of came from Psalm 91. And I just spoke where I really felt like God wanted me to speak and share. And as I shared with you guys shared with me. We all left blessed. You know, are there any last minute words you want to share? Want to share with people? You want me to share with people and tell them? I'm still on air live on Blog Talk Radio. What's up, William? Got my cousin William on the line. What's up, William? Tonight we're talking about trusting in the Lord. And I think that we all need to continue to do that, and despite what's happening. But I just looked at turb for a second when I was looking at Facebook and flipping through people's comments. Not on my page, but on somebody else's page. You know, let's build each other up. Let's share the love of God. Yes, Amos, the love of God. Let's share the love of God. Let's not tear each other down to get a laugh. You know, Ryan, I'm trying, man. You know, one of my friends kind of put me out there with this Facebook Live thing. You know, but we can all use some encouragement and some encouraging words. And you know what? Even if it's just a couple people, I appreciate those who came through, those who continue to come through. Yeah, Willie, we have to pray for America. We have to. It's kind of, it's really, really scary. I don't know about you guys, but I do have my passport ready. Okay. If a particular person wins, I am going to Germany. You hear me? I will be coming to you live from Germany. But, yes, with three or more gathered in his name, Avis, there he will be in the midst. I'm going to play this song for you guys. This is On My Mind by Jackie Clark Chisholm. No sleep on this. Yes. And don't sleep on Jackie Clark Chisholm, you guys. I love her music, and this is great music. I hope on my mind.
Well, well. Because you always protect me. It's because of who you are, not because you always bless me. You need to count on your blessings with me.
Every day,
like some cake,
as some ice cream.
Can't believe you took the time to say.
mind.